there's no inscription on the one that we've got the photograph of, so mm-hmm. I take it we do have two copies of that vignette.
Mm-hmm.
Now we come to the drunkard, and we have, although we don't have a version of the final etching, we seem to have two drawings, preliminary drawings for it, and two trial proofs for mm-hmm. it. We have one drawing illustrated, and it seems, well, I don't know whether we've got two drawings or we've got two cards for the same drawing.
Untitled work or working drawing, drawing for etching.
Yes.
I think it's very difficult.
Signed, the measurements are
signed.
The same. The only thing that makes me doubt it here, they have no inscription. On one card they say there's no inscription, whereas quite clearly there is an inscription on that card, A167.
That would be a Bill Salmon
yes.
number, I would
uh-huh.
say.
So I would think that this probably came in... did. Or did it? Came in the 10th, 54? No, came in
came
the same
in the same date,
date
and came in the same
yes.
thing.
So the possibility is that it's two different cards for the same drawing, but the possibility remains that we could have two versions of it.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll have to be checked out in our... collection.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Just as a matter of interest, earlier you asked me to check through and see if there are any discrepancies.
Yeah.
Seeing on the back here this information that he was born in Salisbury, England, 1919,
yeah.
Adelaide, 1921. Well, by then, my father was in Creswick,
uh-huh.
because Brother Michael was born in 1921
uh-huh.
in December
yes.
in Creswick, and Father had been there for quite some time. This actually is something I'll check with Mama,
uh-huh.
the date in which they came to Creswick, because
uh-huh.
I think it was in
earlier
19... I think it was earlier than that.
I see. Uh-huh. We probably got that information from Alan McCulloch's book.
It could
and it's
be.
Probably not all... I know he's not always... Mm. Absolutely accurate in
but
detail.
But these are sort of fiddly little details
yes.
that I'd better check up.
All right.
Okay.
Good. Talking about the dates, so many people have assumed that because David was born in Salisbury in England in 1919, that he was English. They came from an English family and you moved out here afterwards. But that's not true. You'd been an Australian family for many, many generations before that.
That's right. The first one came out in about 1832, Hobart, and he was one of the first silversmiths
mm-hmm.
in Tasmania,
mm.
listed in the book on silver
mm.
that there.
Mm.
My mother is English,
mm.
but her family had been out in Sydney town in the 1840s, or some members of them.
Mm.
In fact, one of them was in Gosford in 1856.
Oh.
And I have a letter from him written back to the family in England talking about the oranges on the trees in midwinter and so forth.
Mm.
So we've been mixed up.
Uh-huh. To get back to accident and hazard, we seem to have no final proof of the drunkard, but we have two trial proofs, which I've just tentatively listed as the first trial proof, because it apparently has two colours, two colour etching and aquatint, and a next trial print with three colours. Does that seem to be right to you? Did David use three colours in that?
Yes.
Drunkard one, he did.
I think he did.
Uh-huh.
Let's look in the book and see.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've checked, and there are three colours. He's used
mm-hmm.
black, ochre, and red. And I can't remember having seen the two trial proofs, but I suggest, I think what is most logical is that we've got one with the black and ochre without the red, because that seems to be an overprint to get this sort of orangey colour.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got a final proof with the red added. Anyway, we can check that out by looking at the two proofs.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
I would say so.